second grade together.
Mm-hmm.
Which, who would have known?
When our kids were in second grade, I know I took really special care to note all the other people in their classes.
Yep. And who knows where that will lead.
Mm-hmm.
But then sort of lost track and touch with each other. And I can't say, you know, I don't really remember you that much in second grade.
No. I think I remember you maybe getting in trouble a little bit for talking in class.
Well, that was part of the reason I ended up going to a different school not long later. It was because I would get done with my work too early and then try to entertain everybody or myself. So
I see a lot of Ben's class clown antics maybe came from that.
Could have been. Could have been. But then, of course, we reconnected in high school and then later started dating in college. We basically spent a good deal of time apart in the early years of our relationship until moving here, going to different colleges that were hours apart, spending some time together after graduation for a few months. I know that Ben, although he was not able to join us in here, did have a question that he wanted to ask us about getting married. So I was going to play that.
Mom and Dad, tell me the story on how y'all decided to get married.
Well, this is an unusual story. I think this is fairly different in the sense that we both basically made a pact to make a decision about getting married after having lived together for several years. And as I recall, it was in May, and we had decided to make a decision by Memorial Day. I seem to recall we actually had to extend it a day or two for some reason, and I don't recall what the reason was now. But we extended our deadline. We had planned around this deadline, and then I had decided that I would ask you to get married, and I had found this little goofy ring, and I had sort of wrapped it up and hidden it in your purse. And then we went to the botanical garden, planned a hike for that day on the botanical garden, and I went to search for that little plastic sort of goofy ring, and you had decided in that time period to clean out your purse, and you threw it away. It was wrapped in something, so you thought it was just trash, and you threw it away. So I was miffed because I didn't actually have the ring that I had plotted. Now, I don't know why I stuck it in your purse and didn't.
Yeah, I was going to say, you had a pocket.
I did, but I think I stuck it in there really early, and I left it in there so that whenever it happened, because I wasn't sure the when exactly, like where, that I would have it and not forget it. But for whatever reason, then you threw it away, so I didn't have it.
Ben, knowing you, would understand that your Libra nature of analyzing everything to death and looking at all sides of the story was why a pact was necessary. Everything seemed so good for how we were a little afraid to rock the boat and go down a different path. But I think ultimately we both realized that if we were going to make this work in the long term, we needed to jump off that cliff and make that, you know, permanent commitment. So, but I think, you know, we just felt like if we didn't set a deadline, it was maybe never going to happen. And it had been, you know, it had been a good moving to Athens, and we'd had a great time here, and we were really happy, I think, but felt like that would just take our relationship, obviously, to a more serious and permanent commitment.